Our adventurers find themselves in a strange desert land. Left without their guardian, will they be able to make it through? The only thing we know for certain is that their path is danger-bound.
Person again, so that's why that was Woo!
Didn't even
better,
practice that time.
Better than it was normally. Yeah, I hope you have enjoyed your lovely break from the last time we uploaded an episode.
Exciting news! We hit 100 views! Yay!
Also, exciting news, if any of you out there do not listen to The Adventure Zone, they just started season 3. I highly recommend.
Everyone's having
aneurysm. I love it so much.
Failed No Note November. So welcome back. In case you forgot, because you're a loser, my name's Jackson.
Viewers losers.
I'm gonna call him a loser if I want to call him a loser. I'm a loser. I can call other people.
If you're
loser.
A winner, then
takes one to know one.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's the way it's going for.
That we don't know them on.
Yeah. So, and then I'm joined by Matthew as Delham.
Hello.
Sean as Gail.
Yep.
And Quinn as Natalia.
Well, howdy.
Yeah. So quick recap of last episode, if we want to go in through that.
This we kicked ass.
Last episode was the biggest fight sequence we have had so far.
I wasted a key
as
point
said,
on something that couldn't even die.
I want to say it's the biggest.
So far, it's been the biggest one we've had.
Well, in the calling, there's been big.
Yeah, we had a big big boy fight in the calling.
But almost the entire last episode was that fight.
True.
Yes. Fair. Very fair.
Longest. I'll say longest. And they fought two scorpions, and the scorpion dude, scorpion calling dude, who would change the color of the sky, and his powers would change, and all that kind of stuff. And Onis was there and helped a little bit, and then Onis disappeared. And the desert guy turned into the black mass and started absorbing everything around him, including our three adventurers, before suddenly they appeared in the kingdom, the desert kingdom Draenaria, and that is where we find ourselves now. Matthew, or yes. Delham, if you don't remember it, you were teleported inside a house and you are standing in front of a family. Gail, you ran straight into a, sandstone wall, because you were trying to run away from the black thing when
very
you
smart.
Got teleported. And Natalia, you are in the middle of a random street.
That's high.
Very vulnerable.
Who would like to begin the sequence?
Probably Delham. You're like
yeah. We'll go with Delham. Delham's
like, reactions is the
will
most
cause
thing by far.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, where am I? Then I'm gonna ready an Eldritch Blast.
Oh my god, okay.
It's a family! You know what?
Yeah, okay,
when I say
a family, I just want you to picture father.
Father, mother, kids.
Mother, like maybe an 8-year-old son and like a 4-year-old son.
Yeah, I prepare an Eldritch Blast.
And they are sitting around the table eating dinner when you appear.
You just like teleport.
Yeah, I prepare an Eldritch Blast.
Okay. As you yell that, the father stands up from the table and kind of like pushes himself back and his chair falls over and he yells at the rest of his family to hide.
Tell me where I am and no one has to get hurt.
You have infiltrated our kingdom.
What kingdom is that?
Draenaria. How did you get here?
I don't know.
And as he's talking to you, He inches closer and closer to the table.
So tell me,
guys, just say, stand still!
Oh, if that is your wish, sure. And as he begins standing still, his entire body turns into fine grains of sand and falls to the ground, and the rest of his family does so as well.
I don't like that.
What? Then I'm just gonna fire the blast out of, like, anger and
turn him into glass.
What are you firing it at?
Just, like, at the wall.
Okay. As you do so, and they realize that you are no longer armed, they all form back into human and, like, humanoid forms. And then they all go and sit around the table and said, you are welcome to join us for dinner if you would like.
I'm just going to go towards the door at that point.
As you walk towards the door, the father stands up and runs to the door, turns into sand again, and then where there once was a door is now just a stone wall.
What the hell are you doing here?
You, my sir, cannot leave, for our queen has known your presence.
What happened to the lot that came with me?
They are unknown by me, but most likely known by our queen.
Is this like a hive?
Are we close enough where we would hear any of this exchange?
I'm definitely not. I read it.
Definitely not.
I'm unconscious.
He might be knocked out.
That is very fair.
He is inside a building.
With no windows.
With no windows. Okay. And the door was just made. And the door was just made into a stone wall.
So I might be underground.
All right. I'll take that as a no.
Would you like to stay for dinner?
I would not. I'd like to leave.
Would you like to stay for dinner? And the room starts condensing and compressing in to a smaller and smaller space until there are the three family members seated down, the walls, you, and the table.
Wait, three family members?
The dad is still the sand blocking the door.
Am I within 10 feet of the four-year-old?
Yes.
Oh, no.
A roll grapple check. Yeah. His athletics versus mine. That's a 17.
You rolled higher.
Okay. Just like, and then that was my bonus action.
That was my
main action.
Yeah, my main action is I'm going to prepare Eldritch Blast. And just like, let me leave this place.
And as you say that, the sand around the door falls, and the father reappears, holding on to his four-year-old daughter, his back towards you, ready to protect her from a blast.
I'm just gonna shoot him.
Okay.
You can just leave.
I can't leave!
He moved from the door. He was the one standing in the way of the door.
It's still a stone wall.
Crazy idea.
It's back to a door. He was the one that caused it to be a wall. So you can just leave now.
Unless you
really, really want to shoot someone, I guess I can understand that.
Yeah, they caused me all this frustration.
You teleported into the middle of their table. Like, dude.
He could have let me leave, and he didn't. He deserves this. I'm shooting him.
Okay.
Okay.
Your choice, not mine.
Oh my god, he rolled a nat 20. Okay. As you throw the fireball...
Eldritch Blast
Fireball. Pretty much the same. Not really. As you use your Eldritch Blast, it hits the back of him. And where it hits him, all turns to sand and just blows across the room. And then the man is standing there, and it looks like there was a huge chunk taken out of his back. And he says, as this hits him, I warned you. And the entire family turns to sand, and the sand starts slithering towards you. What do you do?
Should have just left. You're just eating with them.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Free food and short
rest. I'm gonna book it to the door and try to see if there's not a stone slab behind it.
Okay. As you start turning towards the door, the sand actually starts piling up, and out of nowhere, a ball of sand shoots at your hand, and suddenly your hand is encased by a ball of sand, and then another one shoots to your other hand, And I would like you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. That's like 2. 21.
A third ball of sand flies between your feet. And then that ball of sand that flew between your feet latches onto the bottom of a door and creates a doorstop.
So there's still, like, a mass of sand in front of me blocking the door.
There is you, the door with the little piece of sand at the bottom that's making a doorstop, and then that blob of sand that the people were is behind you.
Okay, well, if there's a doorstop, it has to be open.
It's like, the door would be, like, a pull-open door, and they just created, like, a block in front of it, so you can't pull it open.
Is there some weakness to sand that we can exploit here?
Water.
Oh, darn, yeah, there's no water. Well, you're like a water boy. That's like your main thing, though, isn't it?
I can. I cast create water on the blob.
Behind you?
Yeah.
Dude, just leave.
There's a doorstop!
Cast it on the doorstop.
Cast it on the doorstop!
That way it'll just like, not disintegrate, that's not the word I'm looking for, dissipate. And then you can open
it. As you cast make water, or create water, whatever you want to call it, the sand that gets touched by the water starts sizzling, and you see steam beginning to rise. And as this steam begins to rise, you see the blob start, like, almost, if it could talk, start shrieking and scooting backwards. And then you hear a on the door.
So is that their turn to disengage?
They are disengaging, yes.
Okay, as my bonus action, I'm going to slam with my tentacles.
Okay.
At most, that's like a 6.
You do not hit the blob of sand.
You tickle him.
Okay.
And as the knock on the door happens, you hear a voice through the door, and it says, I would love to meet your acquaintance, Sir Delham of Kierta.
Okay, so it's my turn again?
It is your turn.
I create water on the blob again.
Okay.
As
you create water on the blob again, it falls onto the blob, and the blob begins to sizzle more and almost ignites on fire. And then you see through...
You know what? Not gonna question that one.
It's physics through the door. You see, there's a small like cutout square in the door, like.
But there's a doorstop there.
Like in the top of it, that's like big enough to like just see through. Like in a hotel room, you know how it's like one of those, but they're not high tech enough to have like glass or anything. So it's just a hole.
Just a hole.
There's and literally sand.
It's
everywhere.
Literally burnt sand. That's all glass is. Not difficult, but okay.
You have to bang rocks together.
And through that hole, you see a beam of green light come through, and it goes directly onto the blob, and all of the sand begins being sucked up through that green light, and then all the sand in the room is gone, and then all four walls and roof turn into sand, and they are sucked up into the same green light. And in front of you, now, outside where the door was, you see an 8-foot-tall person standing there, holding a green emerald scepter with a glowing green orb on top. And she says, "It is nice to meet you, finally." And then she points the scepter at you, and a ball of sand goes out, and it completely encompasses your body.
Can I roll a dexterity save?
You can roll a dexterity save. You're going to have to roll very high.
Roll 40.
You do not.
Physically impossible. Yeah. All right.
Because cool. Really natural.
Flash to what?
Natalia or Gale?
You
go if you want.
All right, cool. I'm very curious to see what Natalia's been doing. She's just in the street.
You are in the middle of the street. Yeah.
Gale could be knocked out. Here, tell Gale if he's knocked out first, and then we can move on.
No,
to
save
me.
It. Make it a secret.
Because if he's knocked out, that's gonna be a very quick turn.
The most climactic moment of this podcast is if I'm conscious or not.
Quinn.
All right,
Natalia.
Cool. Yes, yes, yes.
How do you react to just appearing in the middle of the street?
Oh, well, that's. Wow. And then I guess
what voice are you having for her?
I don't know. It's really female character voices are not my forte.
Before you start anything, you hear a booming voice say, "Find them."
Oh, okay. Ooh, hold on. Do I have an item or like a spell for that? Probably not.
A find them spell.
Prestidigitation.
I don't have that one though.
I cast anti-find them.
Let's look here. That's only 10 minutes. We're gonna wait to put that on to activate that ability. Cool. She just kind of. She now starts sneaking around, trying to find Gale and Delham.
All right, roll an investigation check.
All right.
If you get a nat one, you should find either of those. Just like.
That is a 9 plus. Could be a minus. I don't know. Some of my stats are pretty bad. A 9. Where's investigation?
Minus 1.
That's an 8. Yep.
Do you have -1?
Okay, hey, not okay. Everyone rolled 16 for their stats. Man, it's a case that
since I'm like just sprawled in the street, I'd be pretty easy to locate.
Yes. As you begin sulking around and you see there are no people in sight and there are like tumbleweeds almost rolling around and the buildings all look deserted. I think you'd make another investigation check.
Oh, alright, cool. Are you just gonna give me infinite chances here? That is a 17 minus 116.
As you turn a corner, you see a body lying on the ground.
Do I easily with a 17? With a 16, sorry, with a 16, do I recognize it as Gale or
will if he's
I
got a big metal mask on, then tell. It's Gale.
It is about 100 feet away from you.
Oh, gosh.
It's like at the other end of this. You are almost in a corner. Like if you surveyed like your.
Oh, here's a question. Is his face like, is there light glinting off of his facial region?
You wouldn't know. You're not there.
Unless it's him. Unless
you are too far away to even tell who it is.
You know what? I'll just pretend I wasn't there for anything what happened to Delham, so I wouldn't know. I start walking towards him. I did hear find them, so I'm going a little stealthily.
All right. As you begin walking to them, you hear what sounds like an army of footsteps marching from behind you.
Better increase that stealth.
Yep. Okay. All right. We're gonna activate my tarantula bracelet, which I can do once per day, and it bestows spider climb on the wearer for 10 minutes and renders their movement while climbing completely silent, giving them advantage on stealth checks. And then I put spider climb walls without hands. Climbing speed is walk speed.
Okay.
So I'm right next to a wall. I did.
Turn you are over. Right next to a wall.
I climb right on up there.
All right, and you get on the roof of this building. And from the roof, you can now see that there is a glint shining off of this body.
All right, I look back towards the source of the noise. Can I see them?
You see nothing.
All right, she very stealthily makes her way over there.
Towards the sound or Gale?
Towards Gale, from the roof still.
All right, and cool. As you get closer and closer, the sound of footsteps gets louder and louder, and it starts coming from all directions instead of just behind you.
Sounds are made of sand.
Ooh. Can I suggest things to Quinn, or is that not allowed?
No, because it has to be Natalia.
Dang it.
I'm just gonna. I think I'm well equipped. I'm gonna go into stealth and just kind of chill there. And I do have
advantage. On top of the roof still?
On top of the roof. I'm going to go into stealth, and I do have advantage.
So
I'm just chilling on the roof, and when someone tries to look for me, tell me to make a stealth.
How you were 100 feet away from. Gale / the body, how close did you move?
Well, since my climb speed is the same as my... I'll say I moved all 40 feet that I can move in my one turn, and so I am 60 feet away from Gale.
You're just stealthing on a wall.
A chameleon? I moved from the wall to the roof. I'm good, but I moved all 40 feet, so I'm 60 feet away from
as Gale. As you are sitting up there, you see Gale's body start to shake. and the sound gets louder.
Wait, so I am unconscious? Yes.
Alright. I'm gonna make an arcana check.
Okay.
I need to know something.
Arcana.
That's a 6. That's a 5.
Wait,
hold on. Since I do know the spell Thaumaturgy.
Yes. It is not Thaumaturgy. Or Prestidigitation.
I'm just grooving.
You get the sense that there's something that is not natural going on.
He's vibing.
You have no idea what it is.
I'm just vibing on the ground.
I would also like you to make a perception roll.
Alright.
Make a vibe check.
8. Perception.
That's our new attack roll.
8 plus 2, check. Is that it? Yeah. Alright, that's a 10.
You see along the ground, everywhere around you, except on the roof, on like the actual ground, there are little specks that almost look like they are hopping.
Okay. All right. Natalia stays on the roof and waits.
As
waits and
this happens, Gail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your body begins to shake. And this shake, in turn, wakes you up. And when you awake, you are actually being, like, I would say inched, but you're, like, being millimetered over, like, in one direction extremely slowly.
I play dead.
You were doing that earlier. It didn't work.
Well, I mean, we don't know what's happening.
And as you continue to lay there, the movements begin to get a little bit bigger and bigger the longer you wait.
Alright, forget it. I'm not playing dead then. I'm going to play Runaway again.
Alright, so you just, like, get up and sprint?
I do like, a back roll, and I just...
A kip up?
I sprint, but not into the wall this time.
Alright, yeah.
Is it a kip up? Is that what you're talking about? Where you, like, roll back and, like...
Yeah, that.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
So you do that, and as you land on your feet, all of the movement and footstep sounds stop for both of you. And you see all those grains and like specks that you saw jumping all come together, and they were all pieces, like grains of sand bouncing up and down. And they come together and form people. And the people begin chasing down Gale.
Okay. Whose go is it?
I don't have spells.
Either you can go now.
Okay, well,
I use all my spell slots.
Cool with
on create water.
How many people and what do they look
wonderful.
Like?
Wonderful.
They look like just normal humanoid figures, and there is enough of them that you cannot see the end of their trail.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, and so... And they're coming at me. Am I surrounded, pretty much?
No, they're all behind you while you're running.
Alright, I'm going to Assassin's Creed this and try and, like, run up a building.
Buddy, only I have that.
Okay.
Because I have that.
I can climb like a normal person.
That, you know what? That's fair.
Go for it.
Just
roll,
letting you know.
Yeah.
Kenway can
roll
do it, so can I.
Athletics. Too.
That's my sort of specialty. Not really. 13. Brick.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say you get your hands over the ledge, but you have to make another athletics roll to pull yourself up and over.
Or would it just be a strength check?
Or strength. Yeah.
Oh God, that's a nine.
Either way.
A 9. I'm gonna say
everyone
you
has such
unconscious
good
line.
Stats.
Do not
so
make
bad.
It up, and you land back on the ground.
Do I go unconscious again?
And no, the people are getting closer.
I can't believe I got knocked out from running into a wall. Like, real life me does that all the time, and I'm not knocked out. But whatever.
I just died.
Save me, Quinn.
I don't think. Oh, this is real hard. How many people are there? Ballpark estimate there.
Like, enough to.
Like,
over 100, yeah.
You're in a kingdom.
Too many to fit in that ballpark.
There's over 100 here.
Do I see a higher rooftop?
All the roofs are level except for, like, the actual palace.
This is poor architecture.
Agreed, yeah, there's no skyline, gosh.
Also like to point out that they have the power to literally deconstruct and reconstruct a building in
we don't know that.
Seconds.
No,
we don't know that.
You know that.
Well, I don't know if that's the norm.
Okay.
If all buildings could do it, or it's just that one.
You assume that my building reconstructs itself?
I guess...
Okay, refresh me. What was the purpose of this mission again?
Save Kester.
Save Kester.
Save Kester. Try and take down the kingdom from the inside out. By either killing the queen or finding an weak infrastructure that you can break down anything.
Natalia.
You had no previous knowledge of this place.
Natalia, still wearing the tarantula bracelet. She's got 10 minutes of that, so she's sauced up and she's going to run to the palace rooftop by rooftop.
Okay. As you get closer and closer, this
ping, sorry, Gale, by the way. No good way of that. I mean,
ping, starts ringing in your ears. And the closer you get, the louder it gets and the more agony you go into.
All right, we stop.
Ooh. Can I use thaumaturgy? Instead of creating an instantaneous sound that originates from a point within 30 feet, can I make absence of sound?
No.
You can make something that sounds like silence, I guess.
Can I? Yes, that's what I'm trying to get at. Can I make the sound of silence?
White noise.
Sure.
And cancel it out.
That's a spell. spell.
It's a cantrip. I can't do magic.
Zone of silence is like a third level spell.
And?
Apparently not.
It's your call. I don't care.
I'm going to say no.
All right, that's fine.
You just tune them into some radio station.
As you are... as the sound begins to get louder and you stop, Gale actually runs through the street on the build, building. You're on this one. Gale runs through that street. And then you see...
What?
Stop
it! I love high school.
Enjoy the high school, ASMR.
And as he runs through, a couple seconds later, 5 seconds later, you see just this army of people chasing after him. And it looks like there are more now than there was earlier.
Do I have some sort of a bomb I can drop?
I need to figure out what is happening.
Because that's the only thing that you bought.
Yeah, but I already used it today.
It says that you can use it any number of times.
All right. I think I understand what's happening with the sound here. Can I meditate to get rid of it?
No.
Can I use my monastic meditation
ability?
You can
try.
You have to, get...
Clint's meditation looks like...
La 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 la.
Can I use... Hold on. Let me figure out if that would be a skill that I could use.
No. It's that's a rest.
Right, but
I'm just going to take a nap right here to get rid of the fire.
but meditate, center myself, focus, and, not have it affect me as much.
It'd be like a constitution.
Yes?
Sure.
Would I roll constitution for that?
Or wisdom.
I'm going to say constitution.
Oh, but my wisdom's plus 4.
Huh? You shouldn't have told me that.
All right.
Dexterity. And avoids the sound waves.
That's a 12 plus 3, 15.
The sound gets quieter, and you can now get closer.
All right, I keep walking.
All right. As you get closer, it gets louder and louder until it's at the same point it was earlier.
But, how close am I now?
You are around 20 feet from the palace. Okay. But...
this is a small kingdom.
The roof of these buildings is, at the, there's, a terraced staircase that goes up, and there's, to the, it's, you know Kung Fu Panda, that staircase?
Yeah, yeah.
It's, one of those staircases up to the palace, and you are at the very bottom of that staircase.
The staircase?
Oh, jeez.
So you have a solid 150 feet up of stairs to get into the palace.
That's nothing. I can take dash as a bonus action. It's 80 feet. Anyways,
what do you think, Gale?
Yeah.
Are you still just running?
I gotta have a bomb or something that I can just chuck at them. No. Okay. Describe my situation in detail. What around me can I use? Can I knock down, a cart or something to stop
There is
them?
Nothing but sandstone buildings around you and the people chasing you.
This
and
kingdom every, sucks.
And every single building looks the exact same.
I don't think this is the key.
Okay. Are any of those doors, unlocked or open that I can tell?
You can try to open any of them.
Would I be able to tell on site if they're locked or...
If you succeed in opening it, it's unlocked.
If you try and open a door, and it is unlocked, it is unlocked.
I see a family eating.
You see Delham.
And I see Delham. Do you, slowly close
do you want to try and open a door?
Hell yeah, I do.
All right. You don't even have to roll. You open the door.
Good, because I rolled a five.
And as you open it, you realize that there are no locks on any of these
doors.
I close it, and I put a table up against it.
All right. As you put the table there, sand grains start seeping in through the bottom of the door.
What am I, Indiana Jones? Okay. All right.
And as you close upstairs? The door, you hear what sounds like sand being compressed together around you.
The room's filling with sand. Can I go up? Is there an upstairs?
And then you hear a voice that says, "Knock, knock. Who's there? I have one, two to go."
Two?
I thought I got Delham. Or she got Delham. Are you sure there's no upstairs or any windows or anything I can get out?
There is no upstairs. There's one floor with a table, four chairs.
How about a back door?
There is one door. Windows, table, four chairs.
Alright. I guess I'll just die.
Alright. Yeah, that's fine.
I've got really no other options here.
And you see the same green light that Delham saw? And the walls around you and roof turn into sand and get sucked in. And then you see the same 8-foot-tall person that Delham saw. And she says, "Make that two." And
I chop her head off.
You are encased by sand. You can make a dexterity saving throw if you want, but you're going to have to roll very high.
Very good. Very good roll.
If I crit that, 15.
Yeah, no, you do not.
All right.
Would have just rolled your
Natalia coin. Walks around this there imaginary barrier to the back side of the stairs, so the cliff side, not the stair side.
What do you mean?
So you said there's stairs leading up to the palace. Yes, I'm walking around from the side with the stairs on it to the side with the cliff on it, and I have a very creative solution.
Your sats are garbage, remember?
There is no way around the stairs. There is walls. The palace entrance is at the edge of, the border. And the border of the kingdom is, from what you can tell, just a wall that shoots hundreds of feet into the air. And so that starts at the staircase, and the staircase is cut out of that and goes up. It's like the never-ending staircase in Mario combined with Panda... Kung Fu Panda.
Got it. Mm. Cool. About how much time have I had since this all started? Ballpark guess.
Couple minutes, two, three.
Okay. Darn, I wish you would have told me about those walls earlier. So I can't see the top of the stairs, right?
You can see where the palace is, but you do not know,
So the palace is against one of the walls, yes?
So, wall. Stairs palace.
And so the palace is against one of the walls.
The palace is above the walls. It plateaus. The walls go up and then they plateau out and the palace is resting on top of that plateau.
Alright, Natalia realizes she's not going to get to the palace and starts going for the wall. She's going to climb it. I have tarantula bracelet on. I can walk up walls. Okay, it's no different than me walking hundreds of feet.
Okay.
She just runs on up there, because she knows she can't get in through that.
Alright. As you get closer, I would like you to just make straight up D20 roll.
That's a 3. I'm worried.
As you get closer, the sound gets louder and louder, and as you get up to the wall starts to vibrate.
People in their sand. Oh, God.
Not vibrating like it's falling apart. It just is vibrating.
Am I to assume that the wall is making the noise?
Roll.
I have a very good idea. That's a 19. I don't know what you want me to modify that with, but it's...
It's fine. The wall...
That's investigation.
Yeah, probably.
And so then that's a 21.
Your investigation's minus one.
Frick. 18.
The wall is not making the sound. And...
I was very excited there.
Do you try and start climbing?
I touch the wall. Now I'm nervous. I, like, put a hand up to the wall.
Okay. As you touch the wall... From, like, 5 feet to your right, like, a doorway opens in it, and you see this 8-foot-tall person walk out and say, that wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. You see, humans vibrate at a different frequency than sand does. It's very, very interesting what I can do to your heads.
But you're not a human. I knew I should have...
Okay. Can I still run?
Yeah.
Okay, Natalia casts Thaumaturgy to let's see, where is it? I can cause harmless tremors in the ground. I create a counter frequency.
Okay.
To that, and I sprint up the wall.
Up the wall.
Up the wall.
Okay. I actually roll a d4, and odd or even. Wait. Choose odd or even.
Okay, I'm going to choose odd.
Odd. If you roll an odd, something better is going to happen for you.
That's a four.
Okay, what I was going to do is if you rolled an odd, you were going to actually make a sound that vibrates at the frequency of the sand, and it would have distracted her. But since you rolled an even number, you start climbing the wall, and she almost immediately begins taking action. Never mind, I'm just...
Part of me really wants to remain free, but another part of me doesn't want to spend... Actually, if I'm in prison, I can meditate for as many key points as I want. Screw it!
It's metagaming.
Roll strength to see how fast you climb the wall.
I'm wearing the tarantula bracelet still. Walking.
Just walking speed?
Yeah, that's my walking speed.
Oh, okay.
So this is 40 terrain. Feet, and I'm using a key point to use Step of the Wind, so I can take dash as a bonus action, which makes it 80 feet.
Okay, you realize you're gonna have to get, like... over 100 feet into the air.
I have dash twice if I need to.
Would that make it 160?
What?
Would that make it 160?
Or 120? Shoot, you know what? I'm going to use it once. Okay. Step of the Wind, and I'm going to dash my 80 feet up.
All right. As you begin climbing the wall, the woman laughs at you, and she says... This is going to be easier than I thought. And she points her scepter at the ground, and a sand pillar begins to rise out of the ground, and she is standing on it. And she just follows you as you continue up the wall. She doesn't make any action other than following you at the exact same pace.
Gosh darn it, if I had a really cool thing, I could do something real bad. There's a higher level thing that a monk can do that I can't, because I'm not a higher level monk.
And as she sees that you're about to use your... Step of the Wind. Yeah. She says, no need. And she makes a sand pillar below you and begins rising you up into the air too. So you actually did not use Step of the Wind.
All right, cool. That's fine.
Two are rising together at the exact same pace up to the top of the wall.
Gosh darn it. And I wish I would have made that thaumaturgy idea earlier.
And as you continue rising, she says, so will you be more compliant than your guests?
Chick said no.
That depends.
That is yes that or no question. Compliance is the way to success.
How many of us are there?
Three. I have two. Many? You are the last.
Natalia says nothing.
Unless you mean your other friend who was here many years ago.
Darn. Ah, that's rough. Okay, what can
I... Sir Kester, was it? I hear you had a spark between you two. He tells me all of your secrets. He's still alive, if that's what you wanted to know.
I'm rising at the same rate as her, right?
Yes.
I just, like, roundhouse kick her in the face.
You're not on the same pillar. You're on pillars, like, 5 feet apart from each other.
Karate kick her in the
face. I still do it. I'm fine. It's a flying kick now.
It's going to be a falling kick if you miss.
She's not going to kill me.
Even if
you do hit.
That is an 18 plus 4, 22.
You flying kick, and you hit her right in the face. And she goes...
I have to roll damage, Jackson.
Okay, roll damage.
3, 1, 3, plus 2, that's 9.
Wow. And she goes flying off the pillar, and you see another stone pillar shoot up, and she gets to the same level from you, and this time it's around 10 feet away, and she says, I see compliance for you is not the answer.
Do not talk to me about him like that.
He is mine now. You shall see soon enough. And the pillar around you encompasses you with sand, just as it did the other
day. That's kind of what I expected.
Let it be known, listeners, I didn't run away immediately.
I did run away immediately.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Danger Bound.
This is the ad break, you idiot.
Yeah, I always enter it like that. Did you not know that? Do you not listen back? That. Well.
No, because, you know, Quinn, being in the episode, I really think doesn't mean I have to listen to it.
Well, sorry.
Kind of create all of this from my mind as we go because all of your decisions are so stupid I can't plan for them.
You know what?
Not everybody likes to hear their voice as much as you do, Quinn.
Yeah, that's very fair.
I hate listening to myself. Oh, yeah. So, welcome to our ad break. I don't know.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Greatly appreciate it. As I said at the beginning of the episode, we have reached 100 views. Round of applause. Round of applause. Yes. Thank you. Thank you to our current loyal fan base of, what is it, 2 people, I think?
Woo-woo.
Yeah, oh, nice. 2 people have officially... Oh, no, sorry. 4 people have officially played through the entire podcast.
Quinn, is one of those you?
No, actually.
Ah.
Not me. Yeah.
You're not as big of a loser as I thought.
Pretty exciting. Yeah, no. I'm surprised, too, honestly. Let's see. There's not a lot of big stuff happening this week. Pokemon comes out on Friday, which will be the day this goes up. So, yeah, enjoy that. You know... Yeah.
New episode of Adventure Zone out. Make sure you use that hashtag Zonecast or
hashtag the Zonecast. Yes.
To get used in the episodes.
I like how we're shilling for them now. Anyways, this is already a minute, like 30 seconds too long. So yeah, enjoy the rest of the episode.
Adios.
Guys awake and not really awake, it's just the sand that was covering your heads slumps down to your shoulders and you are Quinn.
Does the amount of time count as a long rest?
Yes, you guys took a long rest. You can
yeet.
Sure.
Was it a day?
It was not a day, but I'm just
fine.
Just so you can have fun with your own things, I'm gonna count.
Can I reuse my once a day items then?
Yes. Sean, anyone can reuse their once a day items. Refill their spell slots.
Do we have our items still?
Yes. Matthew, if you want to refill your spell slots, go ahead.
Doing that right now.
Do whatever you guys want to do, because it'll just allow you to have more fun, me to have more fun with your stupid decisions.
You're welcome.
So, you guys awake, quote unquote, by the sand that was covering your heads all sinking down your shoulders, and you... awake, quote-unquote, and what looks like a huge open room with nothing except this 8-foot-tall person standing in front of you, and the three of you in a line, shoulder-to-shoulder, except not shoulder-to-shoulder because the rest of your body is still in almost a sand sarcophagus, and you cannot move anything but your head, and it is even hard to look around because of the restraint on your neck. You three... did not comply. Compliance is the key to success. Compliance is the key to success. Repeat. Compliance is the key to success.
Can I whisper something to my compadres?
Compliance is the key to success.
I guess that's a no.
I do not hear any of you saying it. Shall I call your friend forward to say it for you? Compliance is the key to success.
You can. I don't care about him. I don't care about any of this mission.
You do realize we haven't seen him for at least 12 years. At least, like, 20 years, right?
Compliance is the key to success.
Listen, lady. You can repeat it as much as you want. We're not saying it.
Craig! And...
Craig.
And a hole in the floor opens up, and a man steps out. And this is, like, the epitome of a hot guy.
Okay, bust up Kester like that.
He is the most attractive man any of you have ever seen.
If it's Kester.
He walks up to you.
To be fair, I don't own a beard.
And he looks at all of you, and he turns back to Queen Rhaena and says, compliance is the key to success.
Question. She did call him Craig. Is this Kester? Do we recognize this as Kester?
You do not recognize the person.
All right, cool. Very happy
to see you. I whisper to Delham and Natalia, I think this is some sort of hive mind.
I would like you all to make an investigation roll.
16 minus 1, 15.
19.
Matthew, Delham. As Craig walks closer to you all, you see that completely encompassing his body are little pieces of sand that are colored. And there it is, completely covering his body and moving around very slightly.
Like fish tank pebbles. I don't know what to do with that information.
Craig, will you fetch these new come servants like yourself some nice sustenance and beverage for their glorious time here? Because compliance is the key to success, Craig. Compliance is the key to success. And Craig walks back over to where that hole in the floor was, and it opens back up, and he just drops.
You know, I really wish I brought that no sodium salt shaker now.
Well.
It's like, I know what I'm getting for next adventure.
All right.
So.
Jury saw out which ruler is worse. This ruler or the stoner king?
King Leon?
You know, I'd rather have reckless freedom than mandatory compliance, so...
Well...
I'm gonna go with Leon's better.
Like, right now, they're... It's yet to be decided who...
Question, are we having this conversation out of character? Because I feel like it's a lot more funny if we're having it in character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Leon.
Yeah, like, in character or out of character?
It could be in character.
Natalia just doesn't say anything. She's here to find out information.
Now, you, little miss Natalia, you were the most compliant for at least the beginning of your stay here, so how would you like the best offer out of you three? I will offer you all something, and I am offering you the best one.
She waits.
I need an answer.
Can't accept an offer if I don't know what it is.
You must accept the offer of the best offer. Otherwise, it will be applied to your colleagues first.
I can't accept an offer if I don't know what it is.
Gale. And Delham. Would you both like to receive the same offer Natalia was given? For Natalia, in order to receive the worst offer.
Gale says nothing.
I'm gonna look at her and smile. I'm gonna create water right above her head.
You cannot move your hands. Can you do this just thinking?
It is magic, so unless there's like a cool thing he has to do with his hands.
True.
It stands to reason.
I'm gonna say you can. As you create water above her, it hits her head and she says, oh, I am not sand. Like the rest of my companions.
Did she get wet?
She did get wet.
Yeah! That's my only objective. I just wanted to get her, like, hair wet.
Her hair is wet. And she
you
says,
wait. I'm not going to question
you
it.
You silly duck. So, I found that very amusing. So, how would you alone like the best offer in turn for the worst offer for your colleagues?
Sure, I don't care about that.
Ooh.
And as she says that, your sand sarcophagus falls, and she says, "You are free to leave." And the other two, and she turns back to you guys, and she says, "And now we will begin the commencement process of preparing you as my slaves. Craig!" And Craig appears back, and he is holding in one hand a tray with water and half a loaf of bread, and in the other hand, he's holding, like, a full gourmet feast. And he walks up to Delham and gives him the full gourmet feast on a platter, and he walks over to you, and he takes the bread and breaks it in half, and then in half again, gives you both a quarter piece of bread and just sticks it straight into your mouth.
No, he doesn't.
He does have a metal mask on.
You do have a metal mask, yes. He looks at you, and he just shrugs his shoulders.
Good luck getting that off.
And then gives it to Natalia instead. And then he forces the water down Natalia.
I feel like Natalia, she's not okay with that.
I assume there's, like, a roast or, like, yes, a rotisserie.
Can we, like, headbutt him as he comes around with the water dish and, like, try and
you
get the water?
The sand is, like, up to your neck. So, like, you can, like, nod and barely look around because it is tight. It is not, like, an easy thing.
Okay, so she sees him try to do it with Delham. Sorry, Gail. And just, like, when Craig steps up to Natalia, she, like, thaumaturgies her eyes bright red and, like, growls at him.
"Compliance is the key to success. You forget I have seen this before, Natalia." And he forces the food down your neck. Down your throat. That is so weird. He forces the bread into your mouth.
His head all the way through.
And then before you're done chewing, he begins pouring the water into your mouth. And as he begins to do so, he gets closer to you with his earshot.
Oh, wait, hold on.
And you hear a voice, like, almost muffled say, "Help."
Can Gail say something? Gail says, "Natalia, eat this hand. Eat this hand."
Okay, she spits the water back out onto the sarcophagus that surrounds her.
Her, like, you or the Craig?
He wouldn't have... Natalia wouldn't have the knowledge that Gail does about how water affects these people.
No, I'm saying eat the sand so that you'll throw up.
No.
Do you want to get it out of your system or no?
What?
I don't... No, if I spit it back out, it's not in my system.
Well, he put the bread in your mouth, didn't he?
Yeah, but I don't have
Compliance is the key to success.
Yeah, no, Natalia spits it back out, like, in the front of her sarcophagus, like, to make it, like, try and, like, cut a, like, line through it.
As you spit it out, the lady walks up and she says, "Aw, what a shame. That was my freshest loaf." And she picks up a piece and eats it.
The piece
I don't care. I literally...
Oh, that's
not,
gross.
Not the piece she spit out. Like, the other extra pieces.
Okay.
I literally do not care. I wasn't going to eat it anyway.
Alright. And she says, "Craig, you are dismissed." And he walks back over to the hole in the floor and drops down through it.
Bye, Craig.
I'm gonna take, like, the chicken, like, turkey leg.
Yeah.
And just, like, I'm gonna walk over to where Craig fell and then just kind of, like, do a hop. Just, like, yeah, I'm gonna do that.
You're gonna fall down into the hole?
Like, if I can.
Oh, yeah, the hole is still there.
Oh, it's just a hole. I thought it was, like...
No, it's just a hole.
Okay, I'll do that.
Go down in the hole?
Yeah. And I'm going to prepare my tentacles just so it could, like, latch on.
All right. As you're falling, you continue to fall before you land in a very soft pile of sand and slide down like a slide. And below you see, like, the nicest room you have seen here. It is, like... There's technology and modern stuff in this room, and you see Craig sitting on a chair, and he turns and looks at you and, like, nods his head at you and turns back to watch TV.
He's watching TV. Okay, since I see the sand all over him, I'm gonna try to create water above him and wash it away.
All right. As the water falls onto him, the sand starts to steam, and you hear two voices scream. you hear the same muffled voice that you don't know Natalia heard earlier, but you hear a muffled voice scream, and then you hear the sand scream.
I hear the sand scream.
Are you raising your hand or just...
No.
Okay.
So, does that do anything?
No, other than the scream, and you see the same steam you saw earlier when you made water.
Okay. Well, I use all my spell slots, so I can't do it again.
And Craig looks at you, and he stands up, and he begins walking towards you.
I'm gonna grapple him.
Okay.
My athletics versus him is... Shit. That's a 9.
9? You do not. And as he moves closer to you, he just grabs you, like...
It's my athletics versus his! Oh! He doesn't grab me!
Okay. And he tries to grab you, and you get out of the way. And then you hear him yell, "Compliance is the key to success!" And that same hole that you came down earlier, a green light begins to shine through it. And Craig is sucked out of the hole, and all of the sand is sucked out of the hole.
Okay. Is the TV made out of sand?
No. The TV is still there.
No, TV's made out of TV. So I'm gonna...
Did you just say the TV's made out of TV?
Yeah.
All right.
It's better than friggin' Gail's idea of throw up everywhere.
That would have worked if you had, like, actually eaten it.
If it was poison, you could have thrown it up.
Yeah. So I'm gonna roll investigation.
Okay.
So that's an 18.
What are you investigating in specific?
Just to see if there's any artifacts or
anything. As you get closer into the middle of the room, you see that there is the TV and there's, like, a beanbag chair. And other than that, there's not a whole lot. There's maybe, like, not a whole lot. There's a lamp, maybe. And
did you intend to make an arcana check to see if there was anything, like, because the artifacts, at least I think if I know what you're talking about, are magical.
Yeah, well, it's just, like, at face value.
And as you get to the center of the room, a hole appears straight up above you. And as that hole appears, a sand pillar shoots up below you, and you are shot through the floor, and you land right where you were once were before, and a sarcophagus encompasses you again. And Queen Raina looks at you and said, "I had such high hopes for you, but after Craig's explanation of your defiance, I no longer know that you do not believe compliance is the key to success."
Well, I didn't know I was going against compliance because I did it to you when you were fine. So I thought if I did it to him, he'd also be fine.
He is sand.
I didn't know he was sand.
Well, maybe that will lessen your punishment.
Diane's just fine. Sucking up. What can you teacher? Do? I don't like this.
Yeah.
It's like if I pulled a prank on the teacher and she's like, "You know what? That's pretty funny." It's like I'm not trying to be.
All right.
Craig, grab the girl and we will begin her changing process.
I don't appreciate... Natalia doesn't appreciate this, but okay.
And Craig walks up to you and you hear the same muffled voice you heard earlier and it says... I'm sorry. And
sounds like stutter.
And
I really wish I chose a different monastic
Craig
tradition.
Picks up the entire sand sarcophagus that you're in.
Jeez.
And throws it over his shoulder and just begins walking.
He picks up a bunch of loose sand and throws it over his shoulder.
It is formed into like sandstone.
Oh.
And as he is walking, he drops you. And Queen Raina turns around and says, "Craig, compliance is the key to success. Am I right?" And Craig says, "Yes, compliance is the key to success."
All right. I still can't move. Did it crack?
It did crack. Oh. You're not out of it, but it is cracked now.
Does she know that?
She does not. It's on. You like fell like down onto your back, and the backside of it is cracked.
Natalia is gonna be patient with this one. Okay. She's gonna wait it out.
And the Craig bends over to pick you up, and she says, "You know, they can wait before the changing process because they are not compliant." And she says, "Walk her back over and place her with her friends." And Craig walks you back over and sets you down right next to Gale, where you were previously. So if you were in order, it goes Natalia, Gale, Delham.
Got it.
And she says, "And make sure there are no damages to the sarcophagi."
Does Craig do anything?
He surveys the front site and begins to walk away. And she says, no. The backs too, and the bottoms. We can't have another runaway like we did young Kester, can we? Now, would any of you...
Oh, idea.
Okay.
Natalia, I don't know how, like, freeing this crack is, but Natalia moves her tail to fill in the crack.
Okay, yeah.
Hope your tail's sand colored.
I will let you do that. And I'm also going to have you roll sleight of hand, okay. Like sleight of tail.
I have, got it, yeah, gotcha. That's a 6 plus 2, 8.
I'm going to say you do this, just because it's behind, and they, yes, because I like the idea of this. And as Craig walks to the back side of all of your sarcophaguses, he walks up to Delham, and Delham, from the back of your sarcophagus, you actually feel, like, a puncture hole is placed in the back of it. And then he walks over to Gale, and you feel the same thing. And then Natalia, as he walks closer to you, you actually feel your sarcophagus loosen. And then you are surrounded, all of you, by this explosion of sand. And Natalia, your sarcophagus is broken, and there is no sand for where Craig was before. And instead of Craig, you see an almost as equally handsome man standing there.
Shut up.
And Kester says, it's now or never, guys. Let's go.